Hey lovers, it's me, Rebecca Salone. It is 11:35 and we're here with Dish the Dish, where we have brunch, we talk about our lives, entertainment, and we have a guest chef today. Hello, Mickey.
Avex.
So, what is it that we're eating today?
Well, it's something I've been mood for recently. Are you a quiche girly?
I am a quiche girly, yeah.
Yeah, that's good, because otherwise you're going to be real disappointed. Because today I'm making a sausage and red onion sheet pan quiche.
Oh.
It's really simple, it's filling, and it tastes really good, so
I
yeah.
I love that. So, what is it that you want to dish about today?
Well, I was on the bus coming here, and I was just wondering, do you watch a sitcom twice a month?
Yeah, no, I love that show, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good, and the lead actor's really good in it as well, but... I just want to talk about the lead actor in it, because the press is trying to play him off like this bit of a ladies' man. And, you know, there's all these pictures of him with women and out to dinner in hotels and stuff.
Yeah, he's gay, though.
Yeah, he's so, clearly gay. And, like, it's okay, babe. Like, we're also accepting. Just come out. It's, like, not the 90s anymore, you know?
And he just looks, like, so scared. And I also think...
Well, no, like, see, because I think the same. I think the girl playing his love interest, you know, she's a bit too good at being, like, bitchy.
Oh, my God, you can't. We're going to get in trouble, actually. Well, we can't be doing that.
Well, listen, no, if they didn't want us talking about him, then they shouldn't have been famous, really.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, listen, we'll go into a song now. Oh, there's also a new show, on our network called, like, Illithin. So tune into that. Actually, speaking of Illithin, do you want to know some little bit of
do they have it?
Drama? Yeah, no, they got a little bit of drama. Like, I can't really say. I've seen some tweets. One of them is like very angry on Reddit. But we'll talk about it later. We'll anyway, this is "Hype Me Up" by Paper Plastic.
Yeah, I am a smart mouth. How'd you think I wound up where I am, who I am by now? Just another minute till we sister sign off. So if you're not with it, wave bye bye bye. Babe, I got a third eye. I don't do receipts. I'm a witch. Fill me up for my switch.
I'm a bitch.
I'm a devil in disguise. But I'm hypnotized. They don't even know.
Door to the security room slowly opens. It gets caught on the old carpet, and the hum of a alive computer is a welcome noise, and it knows this, so it says hello with its little startup sound. Charlie, as you step into the room, you feel a buzz on your thigh. You get a notification, you get another, and you get loads flooding in. So excited for the new season tonight. Who do we think is going to die in the first episode? Bringing back my fave art, my fave best friends. Hopefully they won't bring any more of the outside drama in. The computer's light is the only light in this room. And as you flick on the main light, a spotlight shines above you. Fog bellows from the vents of the computer and covers the whole room. And you are alone. Nothing but fog surrounds you. And then it blinks, and the rest of the lights in the room flick on. The fog escapes, it almost runs away, and you are back in the room. River is right behind you, but you feel like the aura of the whole world has changed. It's slipped into something new, an ill-fitting suit that is made just for you.
I know everybody's excited about the show tonight, and I am. I'm really excited about the show. But I don't know. River, DMC's like not my, you know, he's not my favorite, but he's not crazy, right? Like, there's, he seemed really freaked out.
I mean, I get it, but the lights have come on, at least in here.
Yeah.
I I don't know about, I don't know about what's going on, but I do think that maybe we might be close to the end of this thing. The lights are coming back on. Fucking whatever the knocking is, you know, we're gonna deal with it. There's a perfectly reasonable explanation, and it probably has something to do with the fact that people wanna, like, razz us up before we do our show. It's probably just a prank.
Maybe we can figure out who's, you know, trying to razz us up on the security cameras.
Yes,
or something.
I think so.
Yeah.
This room is security office in name mainly. It is a desk with a old, like, bigger computer. There is a sign-in that you need to do, but luckily there is a post-it note on the screen that just says user password, and you type it in, and then the computer opens. There's a small application that says cameras.
I click on it and see what we see.
There is a kind of multi-screen view of every room in this building. It's of the green room, the recording booth, this room that you're in now, the writer's room, there's the office, the hallway, but there are also three cameras that are on the outside of the building. The fog covers everything. The cameras can barely catch more than a few meters past the building at all, but you do see your cars unattended in the car park. But you see two figures that are stood outside of the building. They aren't next to the door, but they are looking at the front door of the building.
Oh, okay. I mean, that right there, that's got to be it, right? That's got to be who's been messing with us.
What is it?
These two motherfuckers right here. They're clearly standing right here outside the building.
Oh,
I mean, there's nobody inside.
Christ,
I mean, I looked in every other room.
Okay. Do they look familiar? Does it look like that person who was here before? God, what's their name? The person who let everybody in.
Well, I mean, kind of not on these cameras. But you know what? I mean, if it's like a well-meaning prank, then I really don't have the energy for it, and I really wish they would stop. But if it's like a malicious prank, then I kind of want to just, like, go tell him to fuck off, you know, and just have it be done.
I think that sounds fucking awesome to me.
Okay, great. I'm going to, like, walk out of the security office. Is everything still normal out in the hall? Like, is everybody else still here?
Everything is normal. You see Vic and DMC, who I don't know if they're both in the hallway or if they're in the recording booth.
River follows behind, close on Charlie's heels. She doesn't let her out of her sight.
Charlie is gonna enter that room and kind of, like, looks eyes at Vic and DMC and then back behind her to River, and then is gonna do like a buddy slap on DMC's shoulder, and it's like, yeah, hey, bud, I don't know what you experienced, but I think I know the culprits, and they're right outside.
Okay?
Yeah, no, I'm I'm chill.
What do you mean?
Well, no, the two, like, pranksters or whatever are outside the building, so I'm just gonna go tell them to fuck off.
There are people here?
You saw people
look, whatever
outside?
They did, they're, like, right on the cameras. We saw them on the cameras. It's fine.
What
so,
do they look like?
Not much. It's really foggy out there. Just kind of silhouettes.
So
vaguely creepy.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna tell them to fuck off. And look, like, whatever's happened tonight, they're clearly trying to, whoever it is trying to mess with us. And I can't have that tonight. Like, this is just, this is too big and important for us. It's It's honestly disrespectful, and it's I can't have it. So I'm sorry for this, but just bear with me a minute.
As you walk down the hallway, when you're halfway between the recording booth and like the main doors, you do hear a click ahead of you as the front main doors of the building and open just a slightly.
Oh God. Yeah, no, I get it. And I'm gonna go up to the door and pull it open.
You pull it open. You see the car park out ahead of you. And this incredibly thick fog. You see just slightly the tree line. It's cold, smells musty and stale, which is weird for outside. But you open the door, and it doesn't look like they're there.
Okay. I'm gonna take a few steps out and just, like, you know, losers, do you know how much of a life you need to have? You could not possibly pay me to stalk outside of some radio station just to play a prank on the people recording inside. I'm sorry, that is tragic. It actually makes me want to cry. It actually makes me want to start my life over again so that I could be worth all of the effort you're putting into bullying, because truly, sad, disgusting. Is the outcome good? Do you feel like you got what you wanted?
Your voice, you can just hear it like echo out into the open world. You instinctually just turn to the rest of the group.
River's standing in the doorway behind Charlie.
And as you turn, Charlie gets jumped.
What?
Hard. Two figures leap out of the fog, grab Charlie, and just start wailing.
Oh my God!
It's like fists and fabric everywhere. It is
Charlie!
It is a mess.
River runs and tries to tackle at least one of these people who are wailing on her.
You see like one hand of Charlie's reaching out from the fight, telling you to back off.
As the pair of you like launch yourselves out, these two assailants just book it back into the woods. Like sprint, like as soon as there's any movement, when you get 6-5 foot in front of them, they bounce immediately
what
out.
What the fuck? Okay, back inside, come on.
Yeah, I'm helping Charlie up, yeah.
Charlie scrambles.
Can I catch any, like, can I see their faces or what they're wearing or anything?
You can give me a brains.
Brains?
You are going for a 10. It is very foggy here.
I got a 10.
Delicious. These assailants are like, they are like covered in a cloak.
Mm.
It's hard to pick out like physical features. They are medium build, both like extremely similar heights. Although you're unable to get like the features of their face, you can kind of see like a flash of clothes of one of them underneath, and they have just these like pretty heavy combat boots on.
What the f- She picks up a rock and throws it after them.
You hear it like clatter and slide across the ground.
Fuckers. And then she's gonna go back inside after everybody else and close the door behind her. Are you okay?
What was that?
Holy shit, actually.
Are you alright?
Did they hit you?
What do you need?
I'm gonna go get the first aid.
Thanks. Yes. Wait, no. They did hit me. A lot, in such a short period of time, but I'm okay. I'm fine.
They didn't cut you anywhere, or
I don't.
It didn't look like they had.
They didn't have anything,
or...
but my head does seem to be bleeding a little bit, but that's fine.
River's like got her hands on Charlie's face and head and shoulders and torso, is just like checking her over as Charlie is explaining this, just like panicked.
Vic pulls out a flask from like their back pocket and hands it over.
And a flask? Two bottles and a flask?
I mean, you gotta be prepared. You never know.
I didn't see what they looked. They were wearing fucking cloaks, like cloak ass cloaks, and combat boots. Vic, is there any chance that those? Do you remember the people that we had some problems with a couple months ago?
Yeah.
The people who were like stalking.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody knows we're out here. Only you guys know. I haven't posted about it. All I said was, oh, we're going to be recording. That was it. I didn't say where. I didn't say when. I mean,
they know who we got picked up by.
Yeah, but this is how hard would it be to find out information about. This is the best I could do, but, you know, this isn't their place.
I'm just saying, it's there may be. I don't know. Charlie, did you see their faces?
Did they talk to you? Did they say your name?
No. No, they did not introduce themselves. They did just sort of start punching.
It's not a joke.
I do know that. They didn't say anything. And they didn't let me get a word or anything in. They just sort of punched and hit, and then they ran. Did you do something? They ran so fast.
Yeah, I was gonna fucking kick their asses as much as I could.
Yeah.
And DMC was there too.
Speaking of DMC, you went to go get first aid kit?
Yeah.
You try all of the doors, and all of them are locked. Like, doors that weren't locked before are, as you know, already, because I imagine you've already tried some of the doors.
Yeah, everyone would hear periodically, shit, as I give up on a door.
And you go to the security office, and you try that door, and it is also locked again. It has re-locked itself in the time that it has taken you to check these doors.
After that, that's the weirdest one. I'm gonna go back over to the group. Couldn't find any first aid kits, and all the doors are locked again. Did no one close anything? Right?
No. Fuck no. What do you mean?
No. The security office was just unlocked.
You were just in there.
Y'all were just in there, and it's
does
locked
it,
again.
Maybe it might be an automatic lock. Like when you close this behind you, that makes sense for a security office, I guess. But
yeah, we wouldn't have a key to it.
But it opened before. It opened by itself. Somebody was in there. They opened it.
Well, sure. I mean, it must have been those fucking pricks out there.
How could they have opened it and then gotten all the way outside in the time it took us to go there?
I mean, I don't see any of that.
There's only one hallway. There's only one hallway leading to the front door. We would have seen them.
I don't like this, guys. This is fucked up.
What were they? Honestly,
what were they doing on camera? Were they like making faces? Did they look like they were
kind of just looking at the front door? Like just staring at it?
Maybe it was a prank? It sounds like they were just standing there.
I think it's just a prank.
Okay, but Charlie, they fucking hit you.
Yeah.
If it's a prank, it is not, like, this is not, a prank is, you know, telling someone to, like, look at the ceiling and something about it saying gullible on it. That's a prank. This is not a prank. This is fucked up. They can't hit you.
Listen, you know how I feel about the cops, but I'll call them if you want me to.
I don't want to leave. But if this is how this is going to go down, it's not fucking acceptable. We can't stay here if it's not safe for everyone.
Devin, you didn't find a first aid kit, right?
No, I'm sorry. It's just the doors getting locked.
Oh, no.
It's so distracting. I'm scared. First, what happened to me, and now these two, I don't even know.
Devin, they're probably just fanatics. They're probably just like, I don't know, you know, with how the internet can be, I don't know. They probably just, and like, look, I'm fine. It's a flesh wound, right? Like, it's, and we're inside now.
You're bleeding, Charlie.
I know, River, but like, what are we gonna do?
Can we go in the green room? Just check
him out. Yeah. Let's go in.
See how bad it is.
Yeah. Charlie will kind of like understand that everyone wants to like make sure she's okay, and we'll hop up on like the table.
I have a sewing kit in my pack if you need stitches.
Yeah, I mean, I will trust your judgment.
God, why is this fucking happening?
Well, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, good thing that we're on radio, right? Like,
why is that? Why?
Because if we were live, this would be unavoidable.
And also, like, we're not on camera, so this is no big deal.
Oh my god.
Can everybody make me a brains check, please?
I need to fail a roll so I can get a fucking adversity token. What are we shooting for here, Robin?
You start with 3 adversity tokens every session, though, yeah?
This is going to be River 4, Vic 6, DMC 8, and Charlie,
interesting.
Like 2.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 4.
I got a 4.
Vic, how much did we get?
I got a 4, and I'm trying to figure out if I should spend 2 of my 3 adversity tokens now. Or if it's more important to keep them for later. Because I'll have 4 adversity tokens if I leave this one alone.
Yes, if you want.
Does it relate to the forehead?
Yes.
All right, then I'll spend them, because I'm looking right at it.
Charlie, what did we get?
6.
Okay. People who succeeded. You can't put a finger on it. You don't know what's giving you this kind of gut feeling. But as you're in the room, this green room that DMC is wary of, and you're sat and all of this kind of adrenaline is happening, Vic River, that's not Charlie.
What? What the fuck?
Vic's fingers linger on the forehead of this person in front of them. And
River flinches back immediately.
I think Vic tries to keep it together and just sort of takes a couple steps back towards DMC.
We are going to rewind the clock to Charlie. You get jumped. This wail of force is hitting you as you are in this mist-covered ground. And this fog almost seeps from the ground and envelops you. This same feeling as you first stepped inside a security office. And you fall into the fog. You close your eyes for just a second. Reopen them. You are inside the security office. The computer is in front of you. and you can see your friends pull someone out from these attackers and into the entrance hall.
River. River, it's not funny. Puts a hand to her head, which is like, is bloody, like with that same scar. River, why the fuck would you put me in here? I just got my ass kicked. And like starts banging on the door.
Almost in response to banging, you hear someone try for the door, and you hear DMC's voice from the other side of it go,
"Couldn't find any first aid kits, and all the doors are locked again. Did no one closed anything,
locked.
Right?
No, no, fuck no.
DMC, you freak, yeah, open up.
The security op.
I am literally right behind the door.
Unlocked.
You were just in there.
Y'all were just in there. It's locked again.
Maybe it might be an automatic lock.
Okay. I'll go back to the desk and see if... I mean, I'll look at the monitors, but I'm also going to look for, like, maybe there's a way to access the phone or access the monitor, the PA or something.
As you sit down, there's another from your phone. Another notification from a social media. Your eyes dart to it and then dart to the screen in front of you. You see River, Vic, Devin Michael Chorus. And you also see yourself. But it's so obvious just from a passing glance. That's not you. That's how you look in a mirror. They look incredibly similar, but that's not who you are, and it's obvious. It's obvious to you. And in the back of your mind, there's this feeling, this presence. They can't even tell.
I text River. I don't know what you're with, but that's not me. I'm in the security office. I send it with a million exclamation points.
You get the little notice of this could not be sent, try again.
She's gonna know. She's gonna know.
As you're thinking this and you're watching them, you see that it's you, but a bit less serious? A bit more carefree, possibly? And you can listen to them talk. They're all talking, just as this version of you is also talking back. They don't even know who you are. You hear it. It's like a physical thing. It's someone is saying it in the room with you.
All right. Do you want to... elaborate, maybe?
You try so hard to be you, but not even your closest friends really know you. They all have an idea of you in their head. And then you get another notification. Someone had took a picture with you, like a couple years ago, when you just started doing the show, just someone on the university campus. The comment is, oh my god, they are literally the nicest person ever.
Yeah, I mean... yeah, they think I'm super nice. I mean, I'm nice. I'm nice in, like, my way. I'm nice. It's... you're, like... whatever you are... ugh, I'm concussed. I'm concussed is what's happening. Okay. Okay. This is... I understand. I need to... stop. I'm in a cycle. And whoever you are, whatever this manifestation is, I don't have time for it. We have a show to do. I don't have time to be concussed. And sure, like, people on the internet don't get who I am, and they don't know me. I know that. I know they don't know me. River knows they don't know me. That's all that matters. That's fine. These people know me. DMC doesn't know me, but, you know, we'll work on that. But, yeah.
Do you know you? You put yourself forward as someone, but who is that? Who actually has the right idea of who you are? Is it you?
You know, DMC said he saw someone in this building. And to my knowledge, he didn't get hit on the head. So we can have a chat. And if it turns out to be a concussion, then I will just never have to tell anyone that we had this chat. Ever.
You feel a presence directly behind you.
I turn around.
You see you. That same little cut. That slight drip of blood. It's like looking into a mirror. They're exactly the same. They might be a tad more anxious, but it's you. The same, like, freckle placement. The same, like, slightly chipped tooth that you got years back.
Okay. The fuck are you? What the fuck are you?
You get another notification buzz in your phone. It's a response to the previous comment. Someone saying, yeah, I met them at this convention that they were doing. Charlie is a bitch. She's super rude.
What exactly? What is happening here? I mean, what's going on out there? What is happening with my friends? What is happening with my friends and Devil Michael Chorus? What is happening with that situation out there?
It just... Listen. We did it, and we tried our best, but this... People make things of us. They think they know who we are, and that's not it, though, right? We're different from that person.
This is a two-bit fucking imitation of me. Are you kidding? Are you trying to do it to me? No,
They can't tell, though.
Poor shit, they can't tell. River can tell. Don't give me that. I don't even want to entertain you. I just go back to the monitors to look.
We cut back to the room.
River reaches forward and wraps her fingers in the back of Vic's jacket and pulls her backwards towards her.
Charlie, take a big gulp of that. I'm gonna check on River, make sure that she's okay. Devin, could you keep an eye on Charlie? Make sure that she's good?
We can't.
Sure.
River is in Vic's ear and says, we can't leave him.
We're not gonna leave him.
Are you okay?
We're just gonna be right here. Just, you see it, right?
Yeah, I do.
What the fuck happened, man?
Okay.
Who was in that fucking window?
Kind of freaking me out.
Oh, no, it's no big deal. Don't be freaked out. It's cool. I think I have a tampon. Let me just look in my bag. I'm gonna keep...
Great.
I don't... I mean...
River
okay.
just needs something. It's embarrassing. You know, I'll fill you in later. Just, can you... Charlie, can you keep Devin busy while I speak to River, please? No offense, DMC. You're just... You're
wait,
new.
I don't...
You're new
I don't,
blood. No pun intended. Just give us a minute, all right?
Okay, I don't need to be a baby. Charlie, I've seen this before. Just, like, can you follow my finger? Just, I want to make sure you're not concussed or anything.
Yeah, no problem. Okay.
So you see that that's not her. I don't know what it is. It looks like her. But there's, like...
This doesn't make sense.
We just pretend that everything's fine. What if it wants to harm us?
What even is it?
When could it have possibly made the switch? You saw outside. Wasn't it quick? It was like one motion.
I was touching her.
Touching her or touching that?
I was... I don't know.
What the fuck?
I can't... Why does it look like that?
I don't know, but we can't, we gotta pretend that that's just Charlie, okay? We just gotta pretend until we can figure out where she is.
No,
we can't start a thing.
We can't just be around. It looks exactly like her.
What if it's dangerous? We're just stuck in here with it?
So what, we just pretend? And we stay here for how long?
I don't know, until she comes back?
When... We don't even know where she is. What if she's still outside?
All right, you're right. Do you want to ask? I can ask if you want. She'll just think I'm high if it's not serious.
I don't know what the right move is here.
I'm gonna put feelers out. I don't want to freak Devin out. They had a hard night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think we're a little bit too far gone for that.
Yeah. Hey, sorry about that.
So, you believe me, right, Charlie? Like, we're not safe here. We're not...
Look.
What happened to me? What happened to you? It's weird.
Devin, I think it was just a prank. I really do, and I think
that
we gotta...
It's a prank. You're pleading.
I know, but, like, people get
out
of hand.
Some cultists are out there in cloaks, and they just decided to jump you?
Cultists? Devin, that's, like,
who wears a cloak, Charlie? Who wears a cloak?
The cosplayers that come to all of our shows. You're gonna meet so many, and you're gonna love them, Devin. They're gonna love you, too. But, no, honestly, it's just gonna be... Like, there's so many, and, like, they're just overreacting to this big news. Like, we're just more high profile than we used to be. It's fine. Like, this will heal, and I'll file a police report in the morning. I'll get, you know, some sort of order protection or whatever. It'll be fine. But we still gotta record the show, and, like, I don't wanna, like, you know, spoil your entrance. Like, we gotta make it special.
Charlie, I was wondering, speaking of pranks,
yeah.
Do you remember that one that I played on y'all my first day on Iflin?
Do you mean the pizza prank?
Yeah. Do you remember? I ordered Hawaiian, but you had asked for... What kind was it?
Anything but Hawaiian, because I don't eat pineapple on pizza.
Vic throws a look over their shoulder at River. They had gotten a mushroom and an onion pizza, not a Hawaiian. Yeah, that was totally funny. I could have sworn it went a different way, but, you know, my memory's just going. I'm freaked out. I'm scared, you know? Are you feeling
yeah.
good? Are you... You're feeling yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I feel fine. I guess, like, you know, I feel a little shook up, but, like, I feel like we could still do the show. Like, I mean...
Yeah, I don't think she's got a concussion. Everything checks out.
It's like, my head's fine. I'm just... And this is just, you know, a bruise. And, you know, we're on the radio. It's not like anyone will know, so... I think it's fine.
Vic types into the notes app on their phone and kind of just slides it over to River. The note says, do you just want to do it? Try to record?
River reads the note and then looks up at Vic, and you can see in her eyes that she is afraid. And she looks at DMC. And she looks at Charlie, or whatever looks like Charlie, sitting on this table. And Robin, I would like to know something. I have an ability, one of my strengths, is intuitive, which means that I can spend an adversity token to ask the GM about my surroundings, an NPC, or the like, and you have to answer me honestly. River dials in to this whatever it is wearing Charlie's face and is just trying to figure out the way that she's talking. She seems so blasé and she seems so honest, and I just want to know if she genuinely believes the things that she's saying to us, or if she is trying to lie to us.
River, it's fine. Don't worry.
I don't have to roll anything, Robin. I just need to know if she's lying.
They do believe. They believe it all. They're not trying to lie. This is, for all intents and purposes, Charlie.
Yeah. Let's stay and figure this out. And she, like, cuts her eyes to Vic very briefly.
We go back to the security room. Both of you, Charlie and Charlie, watched everything that just happened.
I don't even want to hear you fucking say it. Don't even talk to me right now. No, I don't want to hear you talk about it. River knew, and whatever, you're good at whatever this is, but River fucking knew. Even Vic fucking knew. I mean, like, Vic knew.
What do you mean? I'm good at this.
I have to assume that you're doing this, whatever you are.
I'm not. I don't...
Stop trying to mimic me. That's not how I talk when I'm, like, mad. That's how... You're doing this badly. You're doing this badly. And that's why... And they're gonna know. And they did know already. And they're gonna know. And River's gonna know. Honestly, fuck you.
Okay. I'm not you.
I know.
But I am you to someone.
Yeah. What? To who? What?
Someone.
To who?
That blasé one is you to someone. You are not you. To someone. This is...
Those aren't me, though, and you...
But they exist, though. They exist because of what you do. You post too much, and then people... They know you, or they think they do, because of that. And every time that happens, another one exists.
Alright, what the fuck are you actually trying to do with me here? Are you trying to keep me here forever so that you can take over my life and, like, be my That's what I want to know.
This isn't a choice I'm making. Okay. Look at your phone. Another notification comes through. Someone posted a minute and a half ago. Just met Charlie from Our Iflin Life. She is way more bubbly than she appears on the show.
I get it. They don't get me. They don't know me. I get that. And like, I who am I fucking talking to right now? Who are you? Like, who were you before you jumped into a Charlie bodysuit?
I didn't jump into a Charlie bodysuit.
Mimicking me. It's fucking... Stop trying to talk like me. I'm serious. Just tell me who the fuck you are.
You tweeted that you were feeling bad and anxious because of an episode. And someone saw that. And I am that. Someone saw you post online that you were very blasé about some controversy, and that's them. This is what happens when you are just you, and this will keep happening forever. You now can't... If you have a relationship and someone sees your partner online and then you break up, you will be a bad partner to someone. Someone will see that and think, well, they must not have been good enough, and that exists. You can stop being friends with someone, and you exist as someone who is not a good friend. Thousands of people see you every day. Every interaction that you have, that exists. And that is someone, and it doesn't stop until you stop. Every episode of the show, every tweet, every Reddit response, every opinion on a movie...
Stop. Do you want me to stop? Is that what you're getting at? You want me to stop being in the public eye because you want me to be afraid of all of these things that I've already been fucking dealing with for ages now?
That's it, though. This fan base, you get into so many arguments online, people think you're a fucking dick. And they will, forever. You can't change that. It doesn't matter how nice you are, how much good you do, you complain too much. You're rude. And that's just it. You won't be able to change their mind, no matter how much work you do. And that only ends when you are forgotten.
So that's your goal. Is that your goal? I don't understand what the fuck you're doing here.
I don't have a goal. I'm just telling you what happens.
Why jump me in the parking lot and take over my body?
You were angry. You tweeted a very frustrated thing. Very frustrated political opinion.
Yeah. And you didn't think to fucking do a coup against the government? You came here instead and fucking took it out on me personally? What the fuck kind of... You know what? What the fuck kind of spirit are you? I don't understand what the fuck is happening right now. But if this is real and not a concussion, then you're reading me all fucking wrong. And Charlie's getting like increasingly fucking angry and like flips the chair over and like goes back to the desk of the monitors to like look back at what's happened in the last however many minutes she's been arguing with herself in the fucking fake mirror to see what's going on there.
The rest of you, we've just caught up. What is it that we've been doing? Did you go to the recording booth?
If it was unlocked.
Yeah.
The recording booth is unlocked. The recording booth doesn't have a door.
Oh, okay.
It's actually no. It's recording. It has to simply must have a door. Yeah,
this place is real shitty.
Yeah, it's bad. No.
I see it as like a
open concept.
It has a door with like a very big window, in it. That then when you get inside of the booth, there are like the recording area where the people with the mics sit, and that has huge like windows with all the everything in it. So then the mixing person can be outside, and then if something comes up, they can turn, and then can put on cans and
are the lights back on, all of them, Robin?
Enough to see. A lot of them did come on, and most of the tech works. Actually, yeah, I'd say that they are back on. It's a lit hallway now, yeah. A lit hallway, and the recording booth is lit up, yeah.
Well, we planned through most of our episode, so I think we have a few things to finish, but Charlie, did you want to step into the booth?
Oh, levels, yeah. I'll check the levels. Actually, Devin, River, why don't you guys hop on and, you know, just do your mic checks. I'll make sure your levels are good. I'm sure they are. And then you two can just take it away and I'll just kind of be chilling back here. Yeah.
Just chilling.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. You say so.
Yep.
Okay.
Devin, break a leg, you know?
Thanks. Okay.
Just to clarify, we're not going live yet, right?
You will be going live in about 3 hours.
Okay.
But you can do pre-checks.
Yep.
Okay. This is our pre-check. Okay. Mm-hmm. River, is there at any point a time when she could say something to Devin and Charlie would not hear?
I would say that I could volunteer that Charlie will put on some pretty heavy headphones and like test the intro music and shit like that.
But if she's got a monitor running to her headphones, then she'll probably hear us even in the background. So can I get like a second of time between when the door closes and she sits down and puts the headphones on that I have to say something to Kappa?
You can also mute. If you're in the booth, you can just mute your mic. Like, personally, you can do that. But yes, there is that split second as well. I will say that Charlie will be able to see if you mute your mic, but you can do it.
Okay. And if I mute, sorry, this is just extra clarification. If I mute my mic,
please,
it's not going to like pipe into like out of headphone monitors.
No one will hear. It's like if you mute your mic, it's just like muted for like it does. The sound doesn't go anywhere.
Can I see Charlie through the fishbowl and see that she's not yet seated, doesn't have her headphones on? Okay. Mm-hmm. As soon as that door clicks shut behind me, in my mind, we're already kind of turned away from the fishbowl because we're heading to the seats, our desks. Mm-hmm, and attempting not to change her posture, River looks at DMC and says, I need you to keep your face normal. Something is wrong with Charlie. I don't know what, but something's wrong. We're trying to figure out what it is. Okay?
Okay. Other than the cut and other than the
beyond
bruise?
That, something is different. We're trying to figure out what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Don't go anywhere alone with
her. Something happened, like...
Okay? Don't go anywhere alone with her.
Okay. Wait. You left me alone with her.
I still had you in eyesight.
Okay. Okay.
River walks around to the far desk and is gonna sit facing DMC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll sit down, sort of. River, you can tell that a lot is happening in DMC's head, trying to connect what's going on now with what happened to him in the green room. He is unraveling.
Deep breaths.
Yeah, okay.
Deeper. Bowl of soup. Have you ever done the bowl of soup?
Bowl of soup, I remember, yeah.
Smell the soup.
Broccoli and cheese.
Cool the soup off.
Okay. How are we gonna do this?
Well, I'm assuming at this point, Charlie's probably sat down and put her headphones on, right?
Yeah.
In that case, River's like, don't even worry about it. You just gotta bring what you brought that got you here, bud, and we'll do it together, and it'll be fine, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And if you ever, all right. Hey, if you ever get lost or confused, which I know that you won't, but if you do, you can just throw it back to me, and I promise I got you, okay?
Yeah. We got this. We did everything yeah. together, and I won't. I promise. I won't steal anyone's thunder.
Okay. Charlie, what do you need from us?
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Devin Michael Corus, steal whatever thunder you need to steal. Take it away. Be a fucking star. Let's hear your mic check. Let's hear those voices.
This is DMC check. Check DMC. This is the voice I'll be using. How's that sound, Charlie?
Nah, yeah, you sound like super buttery and everything. River, give me a voice check.
You're listening to 103.9 Wizard Radio. Welcome to my hour, Iflin Life. First mistake on the new show. I guess that means I have to die now.
Nah, that's a good one for the blooper reel, River. Yeah. It's no big deal.
It is I, the Lady Imogen, come to cast spells and put curses on you with my kiss.
That's it. There's the Imogen we know and love. All right, so we've got an Imogen in. We've got Devin Michael Corus in. The volumes look good. Everybody sounds great. Vic, how's it sounding from all on your end? Did the levels look good from your side?
Vic takes a minute to respond. They're sitting in the back of the room with you. Back to the wall, just staring at you. You can see the glow from their vaporizer as they just sort of like look at you, and a little bit of their face is lit from like their screen, other than like the lights that might be on in here. I imagine it's relatively dim. And she sort of looks startled. Oh, yeah. Everyone sounds great. Buttery is right for DMC's vocals, and you know, it's always good to get an Imogen appearance.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so I'd be basically take me through the show, and I'll just kind of mark where my changes are supposed to be. Just pretend I'm not here. It's no big deal.
Yeah, okay, so we have we're doing 4 song breaks, I believe, and we're gonna do those every 15 to 20. So we should have enough room for like entrance, 3 main movements, closer, and then we're done for the show. So we can start with the intro and just do a quick run through and see how it goes from there. We can just do bare bones for each of these little segments that we've got, and I think that'll be fine.
Yeah, but remember, Charlie, I need you to leave about 6 to 15 seconds at the end for the promo.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Okay, all right, so cut 6 minutes off of that, and we'll, and everything should work out just about the same.
Yeah, we've got just, y'all, is 2 hours a reasonable amount of time for a radio show?
Yeah, 2 hours is healthy for a specialist type of show like you. Okay. 2 hours is healthy. Yeah.
Okay, so we have 2 hours. Listen, I think the only thing really left to do is run it. So why don't we do that? Vic, are you... Can Vic hear me?
Mm-hmm.
She's got monitors on. Vic, stick around with Charlie and just keep an eye on everything, because I mean, I know you've probably got more stuff to set up, but I would love to I'd love to get your opinion.
Yep. Just
before we go live.
Just gonna monitor everything. Just keep an eye.
Great. And Charlie, I'm gonna be bringing out probably. Obviously, I'm gonna do Lady Imogen. I'm probably gonna bring out Grungle. I'm probably maybe gonna do. Sir Anthony, and then possibly I'm not 100% certain, but there might be a little bit of like the Pixies in there, so just be prepared for some volume changes, especially with the Pixies, because my voice get, I know it peaks a lot when I do those, so yeah, just be prepared for those guys. Okay, let's fucking kick this thing off. Devin, you ready?
Oh, Vic, that, could you just pass that right over here? That cord?
Yeah.
The end?
There you go.
Okay. Is the... Oh, up on the wall over there, do you see a switch up there? Could you just flip it?
Yeah, sure. Vic stands up and walks over to where the switch is, but faces Charlie the whole time. Right here?
Yeah, perfect. Okay, good. And then the I don't want to disturb Devin, but like right next to his mic, just don't even bother him, but just like right next to it, just like lean over him and just like turn the thing. The knob, like right to the left of his hand there.
You can't just tell him to do it. You've got him right there.
No. Don't bother him. Just like turn it like, just slightly to the right, just so it's like right past the red line.
Okay.
There. All right. Good. Okay. That sounds good. Okay. Great. Everybody sounds great. So, yeah. Sounds like it's going to be good. It's going to be a good episode.
You're really eager to take care of everybody today.
I mean, aren't I always?
I mean, to Devin?
I mean, well.
Well.
He's part of the show now. So, yeah, I mean, just taking care of the show. And he's, you know, part of that.
Yeah, so. It's not personal for you, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's personal to me in that he's hosting the show, and the show is exceptionally important to me, but you know.
So calm. Almost perfect.
I'd like to think so.
Vic exhales a big lungful of vapor. Kind of peers at you through it. We've been doing this for a long time, you and I.
Yeah?
I've watched you do your work for how many years has it been?
Oh, like... 4? Like 4? 5? 4 or 5?
Yeah. I can't say I know you as well as River, but I know you. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously you know me. Of course you know me. I mean, like, we've known each other for ever, and we've been through all of this shit together.
Yeah. And we'll go through more together after this is done.
Yeah, like, it's totally fine. The show is gonna go off without a hitch, and you and I are gonna go through so much together. Don't even worry about
optimism. So, no tech gremlins today. Nothing to swear about, nothing to curse about, nothing to stomp all over the room about. No wires, no missing zip ties for all your cables, nothing. You've got nothing for me today, Charlie?
Vic, I plugged every button into every socket. Everything is good.
You see, that's how I wish it would go.
Okay, I mean, I'll do that better each time, but that's how it's gone today.
Yeah, but, you know, that might be how I wish it would go, but it's not how it goes, Charlie. Not with you. It's the one thing that I love and hate about you as a producer.
All right. Maybe take that out on me when I fuck up next time. But right now, everything's good. Everybody sounds great. Everything's hooked into the right ports. Everybody's coming through on the right speakers. I mean, that I can tell. It seems like everything is going good. So,
yeah,
you'll get to chew me out next time. I promise I'll fuck up.
Yeah, you will.
Okay. Let's say that Vic and River do know that it's you, which, you know, they've said.
I don't.
They're still recording without us.
Yeah. No, I know they're recording without us because I suggested it, and they know something's wrong.
But
they're still, yeah, no,
it's
still
you who's happier. You don't bring
it's
that
I'm not
baggage.
Happier.
They
I'm not
like it more.
No, I'm not happier. I'm just not asking for anything. I'm not asking to make an appearance. I'm not asking to see. I'm not checking to see if I'm going to be mic'd for this episode. There's nothing. I'm not a part of this. I'm just here.
Easier to be with and around.
Then that's whatever you are.
We are the same thing. I just have a better idea of what's going on. I'm accepting it. I get it. People would prefer us to be like that. And they do think that we are. You're too...
Sometimes.
...fucking angry. And people see that and they immediately switch off. Do you know how many people think you're a conservative? Just because you're just so angry all the time? You know how many people just don't like you just because of stupid decisions that you made? There's thousands of them. You are a complete person in thousands of people's minds, and none of them like you.
If anybody thinks that, they're a fucking idiot. I'm angry and loud for, like, what the fuck? What could you possibly even have meant by that? I don't even know what I'm talking to or how I'm arguing with you right now, but I have been, yeah, I've been loud and angry on the internet. And if someone reads that as fucking conservative, they're not reading
you
it
had,
good.
You had a viral tweet about how the Democratic Party isn't doing enough. And people saw that and they're like, oh, she must be this fucking conservative. Do you know how many people blocked you? That got 40,000 likes.
Yeah, that's fine.
People made TikToks making fun of
but
you.
I agree with that still to this day. It's not like I made it in a fit of anger that I disagree with. I am I have these opinions. It's fine. Who the fuck are you? You know what? Just because sometimes I'm a passive little pussy, it doesn't mean that I'm gonna be that all of the time. So fuck you. I grab the chair and I slap myself in the head.
They stumble back. Their hand kind of slides against the wall. You look up at you. And this other you is looking you in the eyes and is wide with shock. They look fine. And there's a small trickle of blood. It comes slowly and then all of a sudden, all at once. Your face is streaked in it. You see that there is a huge gash at the top of their head that you've just opened. They blink really wide. This isn't your show, though. People don't think you own it. This is Rivers. They're the creator. You just sit on the side. You know that, right? Like, we could just go.
I never fucking said it was my fucking show. All I ever wanted was to just be recognized as a part of it with my best fucking friend. Honestly, fuck you! And I just bring the chair down on her again. Tell me something else you think you know about me.
It has nothing to do with what I know. There's another vibration on your phone, and then strings of messages from Twitter threads, Reddit posts, comments on episodes about you being, like, slightly snippy, about how good you are, about how much people want to be your friends, about how much people think you and River are dating, and then you may have broken up, and how it's good that you kept that working relationship, but then there's one episode where you snapped at each other, and that's interesting. So you clearly are not that good of friends.
Yeah, I get it. Everybody has a fucking opinion. But the people in that room are not the people outside. So stop fucking trying to make me think that the people in this room are the people outside. The reason that there's a fucking difference is because the people in this room actually know me. And then there's Devin Michael Chorus, who will maybe one day fucking know me. You know what? Fuck you. And I just sit with the chair again.
There is this, like, sickening crunch. The chair hits at just a weird angle. You hear the pop of an eye as the side of their head caves in. They fall and are dead. You are looking at your corpse. The chair in your hand, you can hear the blood dripping from the corner of the chair that you caught your own head in. Everyone else outside, you see Charlie react. They stumble a little in their chair and their eyes are really wide open as blood slowly at first, and then all at once starts trickling down from their head from a gash that has just appeared.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Fuck, Charlie.
After a few seconds, a huge bruise hits across the side of their face as they just kind of jerk their head to the side. And a few seconds later, you see the corner of their head bust in. You hear a pop, and they fall from the chair, bloody and bleeding. And then, Charlie, you look at this corpse, this modified version of you. You know in your heart that it isn't actually you, but when you look at it, you can see on its face that it is just as scared as you are.
The banging on the door from the steel chair, like, hitting against the door as hard as Charlie can.
You hear very ragged breathing, and then when it stops, the door opens to your slam. Everyone else, you hear the security door office just bang open with a
blast.
Oh my god, I fucking grab anything nearby me that could be a weapon.
There's like heavy mic stands and...
Yes, 100%. I grab a fucking mic stand. And I'm just like, am holding it there. And looking to see what's coming down the hallway.
I don't leave the room. I drop the chair. I don't leave the room. I drop to my knees. I don't leave the room.
What?
Who is that?
What?
Who is that? River. Oh my god, Charlie?
River.
River runs into the hallway. And when she sees Charlie on her knees, still bleeding, she's going to... She, like, starts to run and just says, Charlie! And then sort of, like, pulls up short and looks her over and is questioning whether this is really Charlie or if this is another fuck-up.
Devin Michael Kors is fucking right. This place is fucking fucked. We are so fucked here.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, one of you... You are in the other room. It's not you.
I know.
It's a corpse. But they're fully dead. Their eye, the eye, eye on the ground. Like, is, it's, I don't, what is going on? She, like, drops to her knees in front of Charlie and does the same thing that she did when she pulled Body Snatcher Charlie in through the door. She just, like, touches Charlie's face and pats her down to make sure that she is okay.
She doesn't have... any wounds, but the blood is the same. Her left eye is kind of bloodshot, just like it got blood in it, stings a little. Her face is covered in blood, but there's no open wounds.
Charlie, I'm so sorry.
Just grabs you on her shoulders and like pulls you in close, River. Tries to make it look like a hug. Like a normal human hug.
Okay, Charlie.
I think I killed someone tonight. And I'm gonna look over. Is it there?
Charlie, as you turn around, there is no body there.
Meanwhile, while they're having that conversation, it's me and Vic in the booth. What happened? Did you see anything?
I was watching her. I didn't take my eyes off of her. All of a sudden, there was just blood running down her face. It was like something struck her that I couldn't see, and then her eye just went.
Do you believe me now? Something is hunting us.
I haven't not believed you. I know something is fucked up here. I can feel it.
Wait, you know? What is happening?
I don't know what it is. I just know something fucked up is happening. I believe you. I know you wouldn't fucking lie about something like this.
Oh my god. Okay.
Vic, as you look down at who is in your arms, there is nothing, but your hands are covered in blood. And there is a pool of it where her head should have been.
No, fuck this. Fuck this. No. Mm-mm. Fuck this. Vic stands up and just starts trying to wipe the blood, like, off onto their pants as they run into the security room.
Why? Why is this happening right now? Maybe, yes, we have to leave, but if we can just get far enough out to get some reception, we can call someone to come and fix this. We still have 3 hours. We still have time.
I have reception. I have it. Nothing's going out. I tried to call the property
manager.
Well,
if you... Nothing. Are making we just have calls. To go. If you're okay, making calls and they're not going through, that means there's no reception. What else does that mean? It couldn't mean anything else.
Look at the bars. I have them. I have the bars. Things are saying
maybe your phone
no
is fucked up.
I don't. Maybe it is. Do you want to try? Because I say we
Vic,
get the fuck out of
never.
Here and figure it out later. Our fans will understand. First DMC, Charlie, or
I don't
do you
want
to have
no,
it to you
no,
next?
Obviously not. I'm just saying we don't need to jump all the way to leaving. We can't just, like, Leaving, yes. Okay, let's go outside. Let's try and get somewhere where our phones can get connection, but we can't. I don't care if the fans will understand. We have to do this. If we don't do it, we will never do it.
Okay. How about this? We don't leave, but we get out of the building. I have enough room in my Jeep for all of us until we feel like it's safe again. Maybe it's the mist. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we just wait for it to go away.
That's fine. But
Vic,
we can drive back to the main road, but I'm not getting outside of 3 miles of this place.
Okay. Good.
Fine.
Vic, River. My phone was going off the whole time.
What the how?
This is
what I'm trying to say. It's fucked here.
So we're getting notifications from fucking the Reddit page, but we can't get a... Okay. We're going outside. But we're not going far. Just far enough to get a fucking phone call off for someone to come and take care of this.
Like,
we have 3 hours.
Who's gonna take care of this?
I don't know. Someone.
I feel like who could we call that wouldn't be put in more fucking danger, you know? Like, what if we call someone and they come here and, like, they wind up just trapped with us too? Like, I don't know.
Or we could just fucking bounce.
Or we could do that.
We've been recording this show at the school, all right, at our college this entire time. I'm sure they would let us pop by. Everybody knows about us. It could be like
the old
days.
We're gonna bounce.
It doesn't have to be that difficult.
And leave these people hanging?
Look, I don't want to, but I just...
I'm not asking for a lot. I'm just asking that we take it one step at a time. I don't know who's gonna come here, but even if it's a fucking ghost, it can't haunt a bunch of people. If we get more people here, maybe we can get a fucking priest for all I care. Can we just take it one step at a time? Not blow... Just, like, blow out... immediately. I agree we should get out of here. I want you to be safe. I want everybody to be safe.
Yeah.
That's why I think we should go try and get connections so that we can get a phone call off.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
No problem.
Let's go outside.
DMC, how's your service?
I pull out my phone. What do I see, Jim?
It's the same as everyone else's. Mm-hmm. You have signal. Charlie's is weird because refreshing Twitter and Reddit, you are only getting connection and updates from threads that the show is directly related to.
Oh, okay.
There isn't, like, nothing else. You can't get a For You on Twitter. You can't check any website that isn't in some way related to the show.
Mm-hmm. Same as when I walked in.
We just have to be careful. We can recover this. Just go outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Back outside. Okay. Good. Okay. Okay. Sure.
And this time we're gonna fucking bring... I'm bringing the mic stand with me.
Yeah.
No one's gonna jump anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll follow suit. I'll grab something just as... I'll grab a mic, like a mic, like one of the floor to... the floor mic stands.
If this doesn't work, don't fucking hate me, but, like, we might as well just fucking lock ourselves in here and record. Because I don't know what I want to see. I don't know if I want to see what's next.
Just one step at a time.
Okay.
Let's go outside.
You step
outside or open the front door. And it's the same deep, thick fog. You can see your cars in the car park. They're all still there, untampered with. What is it that you'd like to do?
DMC's got the keys to the Jeep, right?
Yeah. I'll lead us over to the Jeep. I'll click the thing that unlocks all the doors and open up at least the side that I'm on and just hop in. Once we're all situated. Oh. This is better, right?
Do you feel like you can drive right now, Devin?
Yeah. Yeah, yes, I can. I can. Mm-hmm. I can.
You sure?
I can drive.
Okay, weird can you take us out to the main road?
Weird stuff happening is more of an incentive to drive away from here. And
okay.
And as I say that, I turn the key in the ignition.
The car starts.
Okay. All right. Let's go. And where are people situated in the car? Who takes shotgun? Who takes passenger?
I'll take shotgun unless Vic wants to.
I feel like because you wanted to get to the main road, you would take shotgun.
Yeah, I'm with you, Vic.
I think Vic is behind DMC.
Yeah. River will hop into shotgun.
Okay.
The main road is like a 5-minute drive. It's so close. You go off down the one road that you can get in and out of here. And those 5 minutes pass. The radio station falls into fog. And those 5 minutes pass, and you're driving.
In those 5 minutes, I'm just checking my back mirror to see if, just make sure Charlie doesn't turn into or like get burst into another, I don't know, whatever we saw in the booth happening. Just very careful.
Those 5 minutes pass. And then 7, 8, 9 minutes. And the road is longer than you remember. Far, far longer. You can't see the radio station behind you, but God, was this road this long?
Devin, can you speed up?
I'm going 40 already.
DMC, please, just like push on it. Like, I just really want to get the fuck out of here. I want to get home.
But like, there's a turn. There should be a turn coming up. I don't want to
crash
into
the tree. We're looking for the turn. We didn't miss the turn. We're looking.
Okay. I do speed up warily.
It's 12 minutes past.
What the 13. Fuck
there
is happening?
Is no fucking
DMC,
way.
DMC, should we just fucking go back? Should we just go back? Maybe we should just go fucking back.
Oh my God.
I don't want to go back.
I don't want to go back either.
Stop the car. Just stop the car.
And I slam the brakes.
River opens the door and
we haven't
gets
even
out.
Seen any other cars.
What? Can I see anything? Can she see anything at all?
Fog behind you, fog in front of you.
I take out my phone. I'm looking through it, try to make a call.
Nope.
Fuck! Damn it! What is this?
Vic, do you have any, like, lights or anything?
I mean,
okay.
I've got my flashlight on my phone.
Okay,
I've got one on my
keychain. I have an emergency set in the back.
Okay.
We're being fucked with, you guys. This is... This is beyond the pale.
River, get back in.
Come on. I think we need to go back. And she, like, grabs River, like, her hands are on top of her head right now, and she kind of, like, puts her hands on top of those and, like, breathes with her. I don't like what I'm saying. But I think we have to go back.
Why is this happening?
I don't know. I don't know. Babe, I don't know. But I feel like if we don't figure it out, we don't leave.
She looks so... She looks like she's just being pulled in a million different directions. Like, behind her eyes, you see a familiar expression that is just like she's spinning. But she closes her eyes and is going to just like move away from you and back into the car.
Quietly get back into the back seat. I put a hand on DMC and give him a little squeeze even. Hey, bud, I'm sorry. I think we gotta go back.
Yeah.
You put it into reverse to reverse your car a meter out. As soon as you do, the radio station is right behind you. You hadn't left 5 foot past the drive. It appears instantly.
Yeah.
If this is my fault, I'm sorry. I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was taking the lead. I was getting us.
Vic, why would it be your fault?
I booked this fucking place. I talked to the people. I got it set up. I even fucking talked to the idiot property manager this morning. Fucking Reed, Rick, whatever the fuck his name is. And now we're fucking stuck. And there's nobody else to point
there
fingers
are...
at. Is there? It's just fucking me.
Vic,
I'm the one who's fucking.
There are plenty of people to point fingers at. But the least of them is you, okay? It's not on you.
Did any of those people tell you that this place was haunted?
No. I thought this was okay for our budget. A slight improvement from the college. Not as good as what we would get eventually. I've lots of plans in the works. I have people I'm talking to. I have connections that I've found for us to make sure that we can get a better place. This was going to be a one-time thing. Maybe a month we'd be here. A month of shows. And then somewhere better, somewhere bigger, somewhere that we deserve to be. And you don't deserve this. We don't deserve this. DMC fucking doesn't deserve this. How is this happening? How? I'm not a control freak, okay? I just like things a certain way. And they're not a certain way right now.
Vic, it's not. It's not your fault.
This place has something to show me. Maybe it'll show me that.
Let's... You park the car.
Yep.
Okay. Honestly, sorry that we all have to deal with this right now. I'm sorry that you all have to deal with this right now. I don't know why this is happening. I don't know where I took a wrong turn, but we're going to figure this out. Because even if this destroys everything that we've done so far, we're gonna go out swinging. And we're gonna fucking make them bleed.
Charlie grabs your hand. All right. Okay.
Okay. You know, I literally have a dagger that has, like, silver in it.
I know, and it's at... I should have... I know.
I should have. The one
but
day.
But what if. What? When would we ever have known to fucking bring that shit?
I bring it to parties to pick up.
I know, but we knew it was just us here. So we didn't think to.
Haunted fucking radio station! She yells at the radio station.
Piece of shit radio station.
If y'all don't want to come inside, I completely understand that.
No, I'm here.
I've seen what my life looks like after this, so let's see how. And he notices what you look like. Yeah, I saw some stuff, Charlie.
Charlie's hand reaches back. Like, there's, I imagine, one hand comfortably in River's. And, like, sort of an awkward but welcoming hand reaches back for DMC's.
He looks at it, eye contact with you, looks at it again, and then reluctantly takes it. It is so sweaty. It is so sweaty.
Ooh, that's a clammy one.
It's clam. Mm.
River also is going to step towards DMC and is going to put her hand on his shoulder. I'm fucking sorry that I didn't believe you, DMC.
I wouldn't believe me either.
It was still kind of shitty of me. And I'm comfortable standing in that.
Let's go make this thing bleed.
Let's punch a fucking ghost.
Sure.
Vic?
Yeah. Yeah, make it fucking bleed.
Alright. I'm going first. I've got a fucking vendetta.
Just don't do anything stupid, okay?
No promises. Hey, is the door pull or push?
You don't know.
It's pull.
It's pull? Alright, she's gonna look back over her shoulder, make sure everybody's ready, and then is going to turn around and she'll give a countdown. 3, 2, 1. And then she's going to throw the door open and move in as far as she can to make space for people behind her, holding onto the mic stand with both hands.
It is exactly the way you left it. The chair is halfway across the room. There are pools of blood and handprints. There is music softly, tinnily playing. But there is one thing that is different, is that the door to the writer's room is slightly ajar.
Whatever the fuck this thing is, I'm pretty sure I have personal beef with it. I've got personal fucking beef with you!
Well, I bet you do.
And she steps forward down the hall.
Charlie stays close. Picks up everything that she can.
And River focuses on the doorway in front of her and the table beyond it and the papers that are scattered in the whiteboard. And more to herself than really anyone else, she just says, "If I fucking brought you here, I'm gonna take you out. Motherfucker. Not like this." And she's gonna step into the writer's room.
of silence. If you share the weight of my love, standing at the edge of my strength, my heart will forgive and advance.
Thank you so much to everyone who has supported Patchwork Productions and Frequencies on Patreon, especially to those who are backed at the highest tier, including Caroline, Callum, Meadow, Mel E., and Parker Lang. Without your support, we truly could not do things like this. Thank you so much for all of your support.